Headpiece.
The head, wavy gravy.
Wavy gravy.
So that's so all.
With a side.
That's all
with
just a beer back and beef bullshit.
Fart. With a beer back and beef fart.
What'd you just say, Alyssa?
With.
I said, yeah, okay, that's perceptual social mortar bullshit.
No, you just heard you have to study social mortar more than I on, more than trying to ascend. You got
right.
it all mixed up.
Right.
You don't know what to do to try to ascend. What do you do? Walk around like you're going to reach your head up? Walk with your head up? Is that what it means to ascend? No. So forget about it. You got to go through all the social mortar. And I just mentioned beef heart. That's what's coming up. New post from Bob. Brian's friend, Mindy Max's friend Sam, interviewed Artie Tripp, the classically trained drummer with a bias toward freeform drumming, playing with Zappa, and then Beefheart. Very good interview.
Michael,
I direct this point. What'd you say?
Michael sent me that.
Okay, good. Then I'm asking Brian now. I looked up. Sam interviewed me in 2002. He and Brian did. And I just scanned it for a second. I'm going to post it. But I noticed there's talk about AP. So, Brian, if I look at that, I'll probably find lots of talk about the old AP and the new AP that is nowhere else. But it was in that interview because that's when I was thinking about it, I guess. So, Brian, is that right? If you look at that interview, I'll see a lot of explanation of AP stuff. So he can type an answer on the chat line. Back to you, Alyssa.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, Reed Thompson, check. Start with one, then move to two.
Start with Edge of History, his book that almost won an award in 71, 72, and a Toronto journalist critic said, this guy could be the new McLuhan. As a result
Do you
of
remember
poll.
Us talking about, I did get a Thompson book the summer before we went into the Upside Down, and you were really into Thompson around then, and we were chatting about it. Do you remember which book that was? It laid out the whole, you were memorizing the different eras?
Yeah, there's two books, Imaginary Landscape, 1989, and then his classroom book. Classroom book, Transforming History. I think that had a lot of the charts. Transforming History. But the first charts were laid out in Imaginary Landscape. So those are the two books to start off with. Then there's another one, 1993, American Replacement of Nature. That's pretty good.
Cool. Okay, my last topic for tonight will be, Ion, I'm working on Bob's charts. I'm going to have questions on that, but I'm just developing it now. So that's a warning for the future.
Does Bob have a chart? He hasn't finished the chart yet. The tiny notes.
Yeah, he has to finish it.
Yeah, he hadn't even got up to the Wailing Jennings yet.
The Wailing Jennings, and there was another quadrant I wrote down you stated.
Well, the diaries go up to about 93, 94, maybe just getting into New York.
Oh, my God. That would be an antique car status, Bob.
Car status, did you say?
Antique car status.
Right. So the charts, the new charts would have to come out of the diary entries after arriving in New York.
We don't care. Biddy Allen's pretty shitty.
Look, you told me I have to make new charts, and you don't seem to want to help in that. So I use myself as the guy.
It ain't our world, it's your world. We don't have to write no charts.
Well, I don't want to even make that, then I'm not going to update them. Why are you telling me to do it? And then you're not even interested.
We won't get quoted. We won't get credit. We won't get any detail about it. It'll be all yours, totally yours, indubitably yours, written from the beginning of time that you appreciated yourself before you got here to get here. So why
I started a joke and it became social border.
They said Ion has said the chart needs to include the hexatic.
Right, that's what I'll do.
To complete the Hex Attic.
Yes, I'll complete it. That'll be at the Thompson Seminars in 93.
Like a big tarantula, Bob, with six legs.
We were Thompson. Who would have believed it, Carol? Thompson guided us into the Hex Attic. No wonder I was jealous of
that motherfucker.
Dean Morton.
Damn him.
Dean Morton, the head of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Yes, up at 120, up near Harlem and Columbia University.
With a beer back of Christian Murdy.
Yes. Yeah, and Bob Carr and the Zen monk guy.
Oh, Bob Carr. Bob Carr's going to come back from Mumbai and fuck you up, Bob, if you don't get right.
What is that? That's a song. God will fuck. Bob will
fuck you up.
Okay, go ahead, Alyssa. Did you get wiped off the map? Are you irrelevant right now?
Yeah,
Alyssa?
She got done. She's done.
No, she had one more question, I think. You're doing the chart. What did you have about it? What was your question?
You hadn't wrote it yet. How can she know about it?
Yeah, no, that was a statement for the future that the charts will be covered.
Oh, okay.
My last topic was about three-phase to four-phase. So when Wilson got smaller, did it go to four-phase?
When did Wilson get smaller?
You told Derek de Kerckhoff that you had to stabilize Wilson and make it smaller.
Yeah.
And I'm asking...
That doesn't have anything to do with three-phase to four-phase.
Okay.
Phases don't have to do with anything about size. You ever fucked me and honey? Size really don't have much to do with it. not how deep they fish, honey. It's how they wiggle the worm.
Yeah.
Are you agreeing, Ian, that the Wilson was made smaller?
I had to. You know what happened? Houses started showing up, blowing up.
Hey, shut up!
$8 million.
He doesn't talk about that, Carol. For fuck's sake!
Well, he has. Don't ask questions.
Now look what you've done, Alyssa. Now we have to go fucking stuff.
Okay, so
by 6 o'clock.
Ion, a lot of the transcripts list three phase.
Back your shit. And the orchids,
a lot of the trans.
The orchids.
Hit the floor.
Nothing else can go, but the orchids can go.
All right, very good.
And the hibiscus. Fuck that bougainvillea. Just cut it down. It'll come right back. But the hibiscus.
Are you talking about your flowers, Bob?
The orchids can go. The orchids can go. They're great.
It already fell like a few hours ago, Carol. Anticipated it. It was ready to go.
Okay.
It was trying to tell you to hit the ground.
Hit the ground.
The bougainvillea fell on the floor. It was just lying there, so naked. And now we know what it means. It was doing a Gregory and saying, hey, hit the floor, Bob. Get your toothbrush.
Right. You don't need a toothbrush. We got it.
I don't need a toothbrush, girls. So don't bug me about it.
Sandblast you. Just take the sensor down. That's all you need is sensor down.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
Hurry
okay,
up,
my last...
You're killing us. You're killing us over
here. You're killing us, Alyssa. You're killing us.
I'm not killing anybody, or I'll kill y'all. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
She's talking big, Bob. Listen to her.
So, in the transcripts, Ion, a lot of it's stated as three-phase, but then lately you've been talking about it moving to four-phase. So I'm wondering why is that changed to from three phase?
Do you know what the difference between three phase and four phase is, darling?
Is it a higher voltage?
Good Jesus fucking God! How are you going to ask that question if you don't know the difference between three phase and four phase electrical workings? Look up three phase, look up four phase, and it'll be clearly explained the difference. Okay, if you're flipping from say a generator. An outside generator going into a municipality goes through the switch gear. The three phase, you can pull off of the three phase with one extra ground. With four phase, you have two grounds. That's the only difference. And so it could do both. But if you knew the answer to that question, you wouldn't just be hearing a few words, then asking a question based on a few words, and like Bob, have your leading questions because you don't have a clue of what's really going on, and then you start trying to figure out something from not knowing where you started from. It's challenging to get anywhere that way, darling.
I'm good at it. Okay, listen.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
your
good
spanking.
Thanks, guys.
That's your spanking. You're very welcome. Very good
look
question.
Look at the difference. Look
you're
at the
doing well.
Difference between three-phase and four-phase, and then that'll explain it.
All right,
okay.
There you go.
You're
all right,
looking
thank
for
you,
placement of electrons.
Neutrons,
oh, yeah.
Electrons.
Get Neufeld out of his doldrums so
okay.
He can get in here to fucking perform.
Or...
Call yeah. Neufeld. Okay. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, tell Neufeld to chop a dutch.
I think he does.
What'd you say? I muted you. What'd you say, Alyssa? You think he what?
Then I think he does. He does.
I think he can chop a dutch.
Oh, yeah, he can. Okay. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Be on tailgate.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye.
Are you in school?
Bye-bye.
Are you in school?
Goodbye now. Goodbye now. Goodbye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bicycle.
Okay, so then we go over to we want Michael. Is that you, Michael? Or is that Michael? South Africa.
Hello.
Okay, good. Go ahead there, Port Elizabeth.
He ascended in a cloud. Hey!
Hey! Ion, is the lake of field, I mean, is the lake of fire a field of electricity?
No, it's a lake of fire.
It's
fire,
it's
not electricity.
Okay.
Fire consumes electricity that burns.
Uh-huh. Is you know, when I heard the lake of fire, I got the imagery of that, like that battery field in the Matrix, where people are just become batteries. Is it nothing like that?
It's nothing like that.
Okay. Is the conflict between Trump and China over the coronavirus the origins of the EMP?
No.
No.
It's the ending of Xi Jinping's dynasty.
Is the world going to turn on China, Ion?
They already have. That's old news, darling.
Yeah.
They're scrambling.
Yeah.
Do you know what the nasty Americanos are contemplating now?
Tell us, Ion.
They're about to fuck off those bonds. They're about to say, yeah, we're going to withhold your bonds until y'all get right.
Yeah, and
that's
I heard...
That's the end of everything.
Australia's also wanting to claim... payment for the damages from China, I heard.
Okay, well, whoopee. So a teensy fly has gotten in somebody's asshole and somebody noticed.
Hey, Ian, are you saying that the bonds to China? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Nirvana's version of Lake of Fire, Bob.
From Seattle? Nirvana from Seattle?
Uh-huh, Lake of Fire.
The band, Nirvana.
Get the Nirvana. Get the one on the live on MTV Unplugged from 1993, the unedited version. It's good.
I remember him being unplugged. He did a solo kind of thing.
Yeah, now, not like the Meat Puppets. The Meat Puppets did it differently, but that was later.
See, Neufeld, I could write for Pitchfork. You know what Pitchfork is?
Yeah.
Michael?
No, Bob.
That's the... Like the American Consumer Guide to Music, the hip consumer guide. I think it's called Pitchfork.
Yeah. It would be the Rappaport sheet in the diamond world.
Yes.
The Rappaport sheet for the diamonds in New York City.
That always reminds me of John Rappaport, a good friend of Tariq and acquaintance of ours. He takes the Tariq line. He's suspicious of Fauci and everybody. Is Fauci the most, powerful person on the planet today?
To be fair, so was Fauci. Fauci was suspicious of Fauci, too, so that's only fair.
Right. Is he the most powerful person on the planet today, Mr. Fauci?
No.
Okay, back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Bob.
Michael, I had a scenario here. You know, you're wondering about a war or something. What did you say, your opening question? Will the coronavirus
the lake of
do
fire. The opening question was about the lake of fire, Bob.
And whether China would go in the lake of fire?
Oh, no. That was the second question. Would Trump and China go to war over the origins of the coronavirus?
Fuck no. They got nothing to fight. What are they going to fight? What's China going to fight?
What do you mean? Going to fight with or going to fight? They'll fight Trump.
How's the country going to fight Trump?
They're not going to do it. Yeah, you know, I was wondering, Michael, Ein talks about World War III, Armageddon, I guess mainly in the Middle East. What would trigger that? And then I start hearing these accusations, more and more people, Carolyn said, are looking into the coronavirus as a bioweapon. And then I realized, yeah, a bioweapon charge would justify a nuclear war. If the Americans found out that, you know, all these people dying of old age were caused by a bio-warfare thing from China, they'd nuke China, or they'd get their proxies to do it in the Middle East. So I was thinking the same thing you were thinking, I guess, that that's what the only way you get a nuclear war going, it seems to me. What else is there to fight for? Not going to fight for oil or territory.
Mistakes? Mistakes. Uh-huh.
Fight for mistakes.
Yeah.
What kind of mistake? Yeah. What world?
Y'all think Rocket Man's a son of a bitch. Where do you meet his sister?
Right. Okay, so what are mistakes?
Is it his sister or uncle that'll take over, Ian?
Well, wait a minute, Michael. He said, so is Ian saying that the World War III Armageddon is caused by a mistake? Somebody changes the M of million to B of billion, and then somebody presses the button.
That'll fuck a market. You've seen that firsthand.
May 2010.
Oh, sorry, we were giggling. But
yeah,
we did nut just a little bit. We did nut just a little bit, so it's okay.
Right. So Michael, he's saying it's going to start from a mistake. Okay, you can go now.
Goodbye. You said you could go now.
No, I said you could talk.
Now.
You can start your talk. You move your mouth again. Move your mouth, Michael.
Come on.
Speaking of going, is the lockdown rule and its limiting of humans' movement having any impact on parallel world traveling, Ion?
In some cases, yes. Do you remember Fringe? Did you ever see Fringe?
I did.
Okay, they're different. Something happened in one world could have some what you call causal effect on another world.
Yes.
Or the same thing, that answers your question, however glib.
Yeah. I want to get to this one. Yeah. What is the... please distinguish between God's application of ruling and reigning.
What about it?
Well, what is the difference between ruling and reigning? You put those together often, and I would imagine they are slightly different from each other.
Yes, they are.
Hey, listen to this, Michael. McLuhan made that distinction. Ruling is the literate industrial leader. He leads, he has a vision, and people follow. Whereas the emperor puts on the empire and reigns. He doesn't lead anywhere, doesn't rule. He reigns, he puts them on. So
That's what the Demetis did. They got the benefit. They reigned, but they didn't rule.
Right. So McLuhan's distinction is useful in your terms?
Yeah, we like it. We fuck with him.
Yeah, tribal people have emperors who reign. They don't have visual goals like industrial leaders have. You get
so
that, Michael?
Ruling is like an action and reigning is like an impression.
Impression or impression? What was the
impression?
Impression.
Repression.
Maybe. Depends on the party, but yeah.
Yeah, depends on how wonderful the ruler, the emperor is, but I don't think impression is the right way to say it. It's a put on. It's like the Pharaoh, you know, he'd acquire superiority through ascending. And then all these people would want to hang around him, and so he put them to work. That's an emperor. And they would just work to be working. They didn't know why they were building the pyramids. They just liked to work, just to be near the Pharaoh. Now, Alexander the Great, he went on a mission. He started moving across space and slaughtering people and integrating them. The Pharaoh never did that. You get that, Michael? This is Harold Innes 101. Harold Innes.
Harold Innes. No.
Yeah, Jackson.
Bob,
have to read
Innes. You old school.
Real old school, buddy. He did important background work that McLuhan ripped off.
Borrowed. He didn't take it.
No,
off. He borrowed it.
Yes, borrowed it. Okay. You're feeling kinder towards Marshall today?
Today. Just for a moment. It's fleeting. It's fleeting. You can know that. It's fleeting.
Go ahead, Michael.
Iron, when we...
Well, okay, Michael, yeah, that was what I'm saying. McLuhan said you got to ask him how much does he accept the McLuhan version of ruling versus reigning. You got to go into it a bit.
Iron, Bob wants to know.
No, you have to know it. Don't bring me up. You have to know it.
You better leave him. Let him ask it. If he wants to know it, let him ask
it. Yeah, let me ask it. No, Michael, you figure. Did you get an answer to your ruling versus reigning?
I did get an answer, Bob, that I can comprehend.
What is it?
Well, it's the ruling is the action and the reigning is the, well, I use the word impression, you use the word putting it on.
Capacity.
Capacity. Oh, that's a good word.
That'll help you. That'll get you on the bus anyways, made on arrive back in Littletown, South Africa.
Yeah. And they have to keep going to get you on May Brussels' chart.
Yeah, the Bruderbond. Bruderbond, they were key people in the 70s.
Bruderbond.
Yes, Bruderbond.
Too many
Next
syllables,
question,
too many syllables, too many syllables.
So, Ian, are the elders in Andromeda?
Answered.
No. Okay.
Have you listened to this show before?
I have, Iron, but I remember reading something about...
Well, you know where the elders are. You know where the elders are.
During the Keys and Airs, I saw some information about the lampstands being in Andromeda, or the base of the lampstands in Andromeda, and the elders somehow connecting with that or relating
to that.
Listen to
Bob laughing at you. Listen to the dark soul laughing at you. It'd be funny, too, if it weren't for me.
Listen, listening to the dark soul.
No. Bob's laughing at me because he's looking back to see if I'm multitasking or if I'm listening. Oh, great. Well, yeah.
Looking back
She can feel the gaze. She was looking at a TV, and then she felt Bob was looking at her. She looked up. So then I looked away, and then I looked back, and she looked up again. So we were like two kittens playing with each other.
Stop. Oh, my stars.
Back to you, Michael. You're doing
serious.
Well considering all the interruptions.
Serious now.
Ian, you said that the living water isn't killing...
No, the elders. I think you're supposed to say the elders are at your feet. He said, where are the elders?
At my feet.
Like, yeah, they're at your feet. Yeah. Is that right, Ian?
It's like the pigs. It's just like Bob's pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was correct. It's a personal matter, not something to
Yeah.
Enter into
Bob
social mortar.
Bob thinks that the swine are divine.
Right. Hey, you know, Michael, think of the Ascension painting and all the factors in it as not social mortar. It's the archetype of your gene structure, meme structure, the I cell in you. And everybody has that. But in the meantime, difference is made through social mortar. Difference of perceptual apparatus size.
What the hell does that mean?
None of your business. You don't know nothing about it. You're on the ascension side. I deal with becoming here. The world we're stuck with. Did you get that, Michael?
Yes, 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 Bob, I get that.
All right, you got something else? Not move on. Let's go.
Be like elders to, you know, something out there in nature, non-physical, or social reality, like going to Andromeda. The elders that relate to your private citadel of consciousness. You know what I mean? Not mortar.
Yeah. No, I get how the mortar always tricks you and externalizes.
Yeah, see, there it is. Your mind gets in there.
Hmm.
Your images.
Okay, my last question, Ian. You said that the water of life was not killing so many people anymore, and I was wondering how you arrive at that barometer. Is someone
drinking it? People would taste it and they fell over dead.
And who are the people?
Where did this happen, Ian?
Bob didn't say.
Is this at the lab?
Bob didn't say.
Yeah. Bob asked. I didn't say asked. Is this at the lab?
Bob, you don't know. Bob.
You're going to tell me to hold my tongue after all the stuff you revealed today?
Yeah. You're not getting
that. Yeah, see, he can't take it. He's not fair, well, Michael.
Oh, we can. Yeah. You just don't want to put it out for everybody.
Right. Well, you now look, he just told me that, Michael. On Saturday, he's going to put a whole bunch of stuff out that this is referring to.
Uh-huh.
Even said he would. He followed the dynamic there, Michael.
This coming Saturday or last Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
Like, he just told me not to say anything about it. You will find
Bob,
that he'll say all of it.
We
Saturday.
Know what happens when you're told not to say anything about something, Bob.
What do we know?
We know that you're going to slip it in somewhere.
Not me. He will. They will.
Oh, I'm Bob. He's going to slip it in somewhere.
I won't slip it in anywhere. I don't say it.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ian.
You might say one more question, Michael.
Let's see. I had one about the internet.
It's only an hour and a half show.
Yeah, I had one about the internet, but it's, I already think I know that, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I guess I owe Jermaine one. Okay, Jermaine.
You owe Jack one. Is the one you owe.
No, Jermaine caused that.
Thank you, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Thanks, Sugar.
So my question is about the M on the hand. Is that anywhere related
and
to
Jack's?
Yes,
we don't mind being on Jack's podcast, too, so don't mind. Don't worry about that. If you're ready to ask, don't worry. We're going to get his number. After we get his numbers up, we'll come along and see how it goes.
Instagram will not be the same. Well, who's the guy who runs Instagram? Is it Jack of Twitter or some other mogul? LeBron James. LeBron James, right? He runs it.
Oh, no, Uninterrupted. The show you guys are going to be on. Yeah, Uninterrupted. But Instagram is Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook guy.
Oh, he did it. Did he buy it from somebody?
I don't know.
Okay.
He started? Okay.
He's in charge. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, so Ion is... Yes, the M on the hand, does it have any relationship to Moses? M for Moses
no.
on the hand? No?
No.
Okay.
No, M doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the line. It's the line.
The line, yeah. Oh, the line.
Lines and spaces. The lines and spaces. Because, see, you know Katy Perry?
Yes.
What did she say about it?
The lines and spaces.
No, what did Katy Perry say?
About what?
The palm of your hand.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. It's in the palm of your hand
Perry,
now, baby.
Katy Perry.
It's in the palm of
your hand
now.
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dark horse. Dark horse.
Yeah. So what does that mean? I know you said that's what people have. Yeah, you answer.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
With juicy.
Then?
They got to have the one with Juicy J. You know Juicy J?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have the first one, the original one that got thrown out. That's the good one. Everything else is copied. You got to go back to get that one. Bob's got it in his box. It's in his trash bin.
I have the M, and then on my other hand, I have my sister's name. Why do I have her name on my other palm?
Bad tattoo? We don't know.
No, the lines say that. It's an M, and then it also spells Mila.
Yeah, we got
And then the other hand is...
It's changing.
Okay. Yeah, it's changing into an M.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm working on this project, and I'm using Iondom. I'm using Bob's chart. It's what we talked like when we first started talking, you and I, the project. And I've been...
Everybody got out of the project, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm not talking about that project.
Oh, okay.
Just a fun, like, something that I'm working on that includes Iondom, Ion, products, everything that I'm of this environment that I like participating in. So I wanted to ask you, the Hexatic, exactly. So I wanted to ask you if you can tell me what is happening with fashion, because I want to use some of what you tell me right now for the website, for everything that I'm working on. And also, I've noticed fashion has Ion in it. So, is the retrieval of fashion Ion, the Hexatic? And that's why
well,
I have
it can
Ion
be.
It
will be. It won't be once you drop the physical form. What's got to happen is you have to drop the physical form. You're taking all your lines based on everybody's shape. But that's not the way clothes are. Remember the Roaring Twenties? They made the clothes, and you had to fit into the clothes. They put you in a corset so that you couldn't fucking breathe. Remember?
Yeah. Yep, I remember.
They squoze you to it. So now everything is coming to Omar the Tent Maker because everybody's 9,278 pounds. And so now it becomes just, you know, the tent maker. You're making pup tent, Coleman tents. So you got to bring it back around, bring it back, retrieve fashion to make it fit, to make them fit the fashion, not the other way around.
So retrieving
it. You know that already.
Yes.
To form, not form over fashion.
Form. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got that. So it's going back to that, and since there is no time,
not
that's
going
what
back
was
to that. It's going back
future.
To that for the first place.
For the first place, because I understand that.
First fruits.
First fruits.
That's right.
And then, so on the Hexatic, it says, "Waiting for organic bodies, the spinning clothing crystals have danced." That's the Hexatic advertisement. So the clothing crystals is going back to shape and form and getting rid of the lines in the tenth.
Yes. The tenth okay. is what's being obsolete. The tenth.
The tenth.
What's being obsolete. Like past tense, pre-tense.
Tense.
Purple tense.
Okay.
Yeah, like a tense.
Oh. Okay. And if you can give me a, it goes also back to my machine, the project that you and I were working on before as well, that would manufacture things way quicker. Can you tell me the status of that, or if it's, can I involve it in this new fashion?
Yeah,
ion?
You can. You can a little bit. You can a little bit. We'll help you. We're going to lay it out. What we're going to do is we're going to go over some of the details, but we won't give it directly. Mm-hmm. You will go with through it like somebody like Bert, playing with Bert, and then you'll get that, and you'll go, oh, because if we tell you, that's kind of like mm-hmm. collusion. But if you get it in the roundabout big picture, it don't matter. See how cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Very. I mean, right. I already understand everything you tell Bert.
We know.
Okay. And then, so I noticed, I remember the last time we talked, oh, and thank you for helping me out with the machine.
You're welcome.
Also, when we had,
yeah, you're welcome.
When we've talked about before the, you ascend by light or you ascend by fire. So I noticed that my body this past week has been really hot heat. And then I woke up in the middle of the night and it was.
But you want to do it. You want to do it because you see. You want to do it because you see the light, not because you feel the heat, darling. It ain't the way you
exactly.
want to go.
Exactly. So that was my question. Is that because is the heat because of the ascension part, or is it because I'm playing with my hands and that's causing it?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay. Is there anything I can do to do the light, not the heat?
Yeah, just keep going, honey. You're doing fine. You're having okay. responses. You're giving responses.
And then,
so that's good.
Okay. Yeah, your voice told me, you told me in the middle of the night, you said you always do corporeal, and that's how you like to gauge things, even though I had tried to drop that I don't want to feel everything through the body, but that was just the reason why it was happening, so I could know.
That's why your walks are so wonderful now.
Yeah, they are. Oh, my God, it's my favorite thing. I saw a dead person, and it gave me the chills when I passed by her. She's always walking in a stroller, quite empty. She was so dead.
Yeah.
Is that your bread?
What?
So, yeah, that was a dead person.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I have a lot to work with this that you told me. If there's anything else you want to tell me about Stash Ion that I can use for my website.
I will. I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to give it to you right now. Hey, Bert. We'll get it to you right now, right quick. This whole, you stay on the line. You can actually ask questions, too. Hey, Bert.
Okay. Bert is on the line.
If His Majesty will let him on.
Yeah.
No, he's not here. Bert's not here.
Okay, you look again.
Well, I'll refresh my board then.
That would be good.
No, Bert. So, Jermaine, the five... The spinning clothing crystals are the five quadrants. Do you know that?
Are the five quadrants? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, waiting for organic bodies, the spinning mm-hmm. clothing crystals have danced a hex advertisement. That's the content of the chart. They're Orphic Baroque spirals, spinning clothing, McLuhan's term for media, and crystals, a little bit of Thompson thrown in there. Spinning clothing crystals have danced the hex advertisement.
Mm.
So the chart is spinning clothing crystals, which you've been doing. You say you do LaRouche stuff, and then you do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Thompson.
Toils and then spins.
Okay.
Toils?
That's the spinning.
Toils and spins.
Toils and spins.
Toils and spins.
Yeah, like subatomic particles spin. you know, like the demon nuclei, the baryon,
and
meson.
Pulling bowls, pulling the bowls out of cotton is toil. You have to toil to pull the center of the cotton out, the gin, the cotton. That's toilsome.
Yeah, it's not the toil of agricultural work.
Despair.
Despair. What? What's despair? The one you're talking about?
Yes, this toil. Toil. Working hard with your fingers. You work your fingers to the bone, and what do you get? Bloody fingers.
So that's what it meant? That was your first meaning for toil?
Working extremely hard.
Spinning something out of cotton or something? Taking something out of cotton?
Both apply.
I looked up toil. It says work extremely hard or incessantly.
Uh-huh.
Working extremely hard or incessantly. And that's the toil and spin? The spinning. So how does that relate to the chart, the working really hard?
Bob, you're spinning thread. You're spinning silk for your stupid clothes. Bob's spinning a web for his small, tiny, insignificant note.
Okay, I got it.
Until he completes it.
Okay. So then next time you talk to Bert, Ion, I'll be listening.
But you'll be in just a minute. Whenever Bob lets him in.
There he is. Okay. Now he's here.
Why?
Hey, Bert.
He's there.
Bert. Hey.
Hey, Bob. I don't mean it.
Hey, Jermaine.
Bert,
Hey,
Bert.
What's up? We got to get a reflection.
Let me just mute these people, Bert. Just a second, Bert. We'll mute these people. So, Bert, what do you think of my prophecy? 2020, Bob against the church, and the church is a multi-level meaning. Perfect word.
Wow. But Bob, it's another link of amazement of what you've done in the past with that Corbin.
Yeah, Did you watch it?
Yes.
You saw how I would find meaning in every poem. There were 10 levels of his babble. You know, I'd find one little thing. It's pretty funny.
Yes, it is. It's fun to listen to how you. I mean, it's just another link of how amazing you were in 1995.
Right.
And then to see Corbin. Corbin hasn't changed. Corbin has changed a little bit, but it was fun to hear him in his young age.
Yeah.
Probing.
And that's a guy who grew up with the FBI watching him since he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And when he would do his poetry, do you notice how intense my eyes were as I watched him?
Yeah.
Yes, that was very intense. I was watching every little nuance.
Tuning into him.
Yes, as I was tuning in. But I remained playful and would laugh a lot, too, right?
Yeah. No,
okay, I think we've reviewed that nicely. Let's go back to the boys and the girls. Let's see, okay.
Can't believe you to mute that. That's unfucking believable.
Look at him, he's listening to music. He needs that old Band-Aid that had Tylenol. Anytime he gets frustrated,
well,
it was Tylenol.
We had to do something. We had to do one thing important. Listen, Bert.
Yeah, one thing important. So what is Jermaine supposed to do with Bert?
Just hush and we'll do it.
Okay.
Jermaine's trying to figure out how to run her clothing line and all of her stuff. We can't just give it straight to her because that would be collusion. This is about, okay, listen, Bert, you're just now joining us or whatever. We were saying you're here and you weren't quite here, but you were here, not here, or almost here, or Bert, or Bob was avoiding you once again. Tell Jermaine what the hexatic is. If you had to put an animal or a picture of what the hexatic is, describe it. That'll help her.
Okay, I was about to do it when you said put an animal to it. The hexatic.
Or a creature. What is the hexatic represent?
Oh, okay. The hexatic, a good representative, if you want to use an animal, well, I'm using an insect, a spider.
What kind of spider?
Tarantula.
Perfect. How many legs does a tarantula have?
Six.
Okay. Your clothing line should be based on that. As a body and six legs. So make your line flow to that. You know how, you know Coco Chanel, darling?
Yes.
She did the exact same thing.
Mm.
Six different paths that she embraced or went to or spoke to or dealt with or portrayed or reinvented or uninvented or had some fun and made a cable knit sweater, for God's sake. How ridiculous.
Mm.
Okay? So now see how cool that is? And see how Bert said it, not us. So now you're taking advantage of what Bert said. So that's pretty good. Now the Hicks advertisement applies to what? Bert?
The Hicks advertisement applies to all of the bodies on Bob's chart going into the tech body.
Correct. Excellent. Now, see, that's pretty exciting because if you know that, then you'll know how to present or how to look at Thompson. You'll know how to look at Christian Murdy. You'll know how to apply the things. You'll no longer be afraid of furry lint because you'll know how it applies if you know that. And see, how cool is it that now we get to ask somebody questions? This is very cool because now it starts making Bob's ridiculous, nonsensical, by rote, ridiculous bullshit make sense. It's beautiful. Thank you, Bert, for seaming up the holes, however vast, in this little entendre.
And I have to come in and clean up Ion's counter bullshit. Okay.
So, well, that's fine. You can do that in the after show. We've only got.
No. We're going to do it when people are listening. Nobody's listening to the counter show.
When is that? When are they listening? You got a party.
Hey, did he ask you, Bert?
Who's listening?
Did he ask you, Bert, about what the phrase hex addict meant or hex advertisement?
Hex advertisement.
Right. And it's not necessarily bodies. It's payday. It's the media vile judgments we present.
That's the hex
pocket. He's got the vile judgment. He's got a wee. He's got a mouse in his pocket. Wee, Brazil.
So, Bob, when you go on Jack's show, you're taking the vile judgment into
I'm taking people. I'm taking L.A. prisoner. Albert Ward. Wherever these people are, they're listening.
When?
These brown people. I'm coming after the brown people.
What's the date?
What? What, Bert?
What date are you going to be on Jack's show? I want to know. I want to tune in.
I think it's Monday.
Okay. Monday. Next Monday.
Thanks, Jack.
No, but wait. Okay, so the advertisement, I'm saying the advertisement for the Hex Addict goes back to CKLN, the albums, all the stuff I was doing, and the Jerry Fialka stuff, and then we get into Payday, which is the Hex Addict, but the advertisement... Mm-hmm. Is more, you know, 1960 to 1990. McLuhan, Zappa, and them. They were advertisements for what was coming. That's how I interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the bodies.
Now, we needed that interpreted. Good.
Yeah, okay. You can counter my bullshit with your counter
Don't
bullshit.
Need that. We're trying to get her line done so she can get the shit going so she can make some money, Bob. John, you're going to some esoteric, fuck me hard, watermelon hay bullshit. So,
well, that's what inspires her. She tries to figure out what I'm saying.
Okay, first. So now what happens is once those are on the ground, it balances. So you have two tripods. Two tripods that hold things up. That balance the line. Okay? So nothing can be too heavy or too light. So don't do evening gowns and mini skirts. Be hard to stand those up to each other. Balance your line. Make yourself come. Now we're not saying, remember Omar the Tent, people, we're not going for that. You make the clothes, the people gotta fit your clothes. Okay? Shapely curves are wonderful and all that kind of stuff, but stop all that. You're gonna find.
Okay.
There's no such thing as ugly people. There's only poor people.
Yeah. True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So now what happens is it cleans it up, so you're actually going to have a market. And we're going to take mm-hmm. AMA to the side, but you got to fill the void. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a bunch of customers, honey. You need a couple of good ones. Bert,
yep.
bring this back around now. As this applies to the big picture, you know the tiny note or whatever, blah, 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 blah. The big picture, the grand note. What would a realm, what's the difference between a realm and, well, what would be the other side, and a world? What's the difference between a realm and a world? Because we got to tell Jermaine where her market is for her fixed advertisement line.
A realm is where you would rule, and a world can include a couple realms.
Very good. So therefore, more than one person, Jermaine, so make your line so that more than one person can wear your clothes and show up the same place. But now we're not talking about Halston. Do you know Halston, or is that 40 years before you were fucking born?
No, I know. I know Halston, 70s.
Okay. But
dresses,
Halston
yeah.
is all the same. There's only
yeah.
one Halston dress. They just made it in a few different colors of black.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. So
yeah.
you're not trying to do that. You want to make something so that more people can wear you at the same party. So that would be in a world that could include many realms. So make sure that your legs can all show up at the same party. But all of them look the same. So you won't be like
mm-hmm.
a dog returning to its vomit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now good. Okay, Bert, you're doing good so far. Where have you been? It's what's up. What other, Bert, you get a question since you're, what is it, 5 o'clock in the morning? That's good. I'm glad you're up. So, almost. We'll be in a minute. What question do you have regarding, anything, but it'll be regarding this. So, what question do you have of late?
Ion, dousing the archive, I found an engagement that I had with you on the 5th of July, 2014, and I asked if there was some effect that you had on me, because I had like a buzz, like after the week after I engaged you, I was like really weird, and I didn't know if it was, I asked you if it was an activation or a shutdown, and you gave me the answer that you call it intubation. And intubation is you stick a tube. So can you provide more words on what, definition.
Yeah. You started breathing. You were intubated. So you were allowed to breathe for the very first time. And it was from an outside condition that was caused you to make you breathe. That's what Jermaine is going to do with her line. And she's going to innovate the fashion world. She's going to put breath into them so they can finally be comfortable in clothes. That is haute couture. You should call it that.
Hot couture. I will.
Mm-hmm. And see, the intubation, the intubation allowed you to relax and breathe. And it was overwhelming because you'd never had that much good air before. But it was forcing it. 73 foot-pounds per second.
And that's what took place in July 2014. I was breathing for the first time. Is that what you're saying?
Completely breathing. Fully breathing.
Fully breathing. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. That explains a lot.
So it opened it up. It made it where you can function. The intubation follows in tracks. All right. Now, if you are now able to breathe, what would be the last phase that would occur in a process that you're running into?
The last phase in intubation, or you mean another phase?
After, what would be a phase after intubation?
Extraction.
Fuck yeah. Did you get that? You got that, Jermaine?
Extraction?
Yeah. Make sure your line that you're making, people can wear on the journey home. We finna go home, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we finna go home. So make a line that works for travel.
Make a line that works for travel.
Yeah, but we're not saying you got to put no damn spandex or nothing ridiculous in it. We don't get crazy. Don't get crazy. Yeah. You don't have to put it in a suitcase. Just make it to where it's comfortable for travel.
Okay.
You're doing pretty good tonight, Bert.
Yeah, bring your birth control products.
Yeah. Yeah, your condoms. Bring nothing worse than a used condom, either.
So, what is the topic you've just been covering the last 5 minutes?
Jermaine's clothing line, Haute Couture.
Is that H-A-U-T-E or H-O-T?
H-A-U-T-E, Haute.
Great.
Bob.
Couture.
Bob. When Ion told me this 10 years ago to make my line Haute Couture, I fought him so bad and said no. And right now I'm like, yes, I will.
Why did you say no 10 years ago?
I don't know, stupid.
You were a Marxist? You were a Marxist.
My limitations, I thought it would be something else, and then I just was like, no. And
yeah, you thought you'd be more on the people.
She was scared of Tom Ford.
A bitter? Did you say a bitter Tom Ford is what you wanted to be?
She was afraid of Tom Ford.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's Bert contributing to this?
We could tell Bert. Well, Bert answered all the fucking questions. That's what Bert's contributing. You were present, weren't you?
Well,
so it wouldn't be a collusion.
Scott's pointing out how wrong Bert's answers were. Scott points out that the tarantulas, I guess that's a big word for tarantulas, are arachnidae and have 8 legs, not 6. And they're not insects, which have 6 legs. The mantis would have 6 legs. So, what do you think of that, Bert?
Okay.
I stand corrected, according to Scott.
The two legs.
Will you say, what's his guy? What was the last two
I stand corrected, according to Scott. That's
yes.
All I say.
Yeah, so what do you say, Ion? Why'd you agree to 6?
The two front legs on the tarantula don't have to touch the ground.
Hmm. And they're not insects.
Arachnid.
Are they insects, the tarantula?
Oh, well, they're a bug. They're arachnid, but they're a fucking bug. And the two legs, two front legs on a tarantula do not have to touch the ground. It's shorter.
Okay. Very good. That's the rebuttal.
Good.
Okay, you got about a minute.
No.
Let's
no
make
hurry.
It home. Make
no
it worthwhile.
Hurry. No, no hurry. We're good. We nutted. We're good. Get
no, the others might have something to say. It's not all about you.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Don't forget to show up at tailgate, you two. We got lots of business to do.
Bob, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, quick.
So, Ion, last week you talked about a key to ascension is learning how to respond in kind. You got to have enough conditional response to respond in kind. So does that basically mean that Ion is saying to any situation you must respond, it's almost like in kind, in gratitude, or whatever it may be? Is that what that means, Ion? Respond in kind?
Yes, and if the NBA fucks you over, then you live long enough to piss down its throat hole.
Okay. Because that's
return
because the NBA
in
was
kind.
A conditional response before, but now,
the return in
since I responded
kind.
In kind, I'm going to fuck them over, basically. Kind of?
No. They fuck themselves over. You get to stand in the bastion and say, y'all come. You become the only sea in the ship. The Bubblegum Ship Company.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.